Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, the senior entertainment editor at Us Weekly. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of our Challenge Edition podcast. I teased last week that I had some great guests coming up, so they do not disappoint. This week I have Cara Maria and Pauly Calafiore on, talking all about all their projects going on, talking about their relationship, talking about the challenge. I asked everything you guys want to know. I know there have been questions out there about some photos that have surfaced online. There's been questions about where they stand and what's going on in their relationship and whether it's an open relationship or what. I asked them all. So without further ado, here's my interview with Cara Maria and Pauly. I want to start off talking about this event because you guys have launched this whole thing and people are a little confused about it. So I'm going to be completely honest. I'm a little confused about it. I want you to fully explain because okay. The questions I get, I'm like, guys, I don't have the answers. Let me get it right from the source. So tell me about this. Tell me about where you guys are.
I kind of feel like a lot of the confusion comes into play because most people think these are like swingers events.
They could be if you want them to be.
They could be. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll have a swingers only event one of these times.
I want to.
Yeah, it would be lovely. You know, people explore their sexuality. They explore things that they might like or things that they're timid trying in their normal circles. They could come and try them here. But that's not what this event is about.
This is our first launch event. This is what we've done for the entire year that we have not, you know, been filming.
Yeah, so we've been doing this the entirety of 2020. We've been doing it in the US, small test samples. Cara and I have been traveling out of the country to scout locations for where we could do these things. And realistically, what spawned this idea from the get-go was we wanted to create a safe place for people to just be themselves. We wanted a safe place for women to come, be able to grab content, be able to enjoy themselves without having to worry about some of the usual things that happen in the industry of like putting on events, grabbing content, photo shoots, talent management, all that stuff. So we do it all. We do talent management, photo shoots, video shoots, these events and everything. And we just wanted to make sure we created a safe space and a fun place for people to be.
That was like the smaller events that we're doing, like, you know, locally, but we wanted to do like a safe thing because I've done this, like modeling and stuff like that. So I know what girls have experienced, especially with male photographers, male videographers, stuff like that. So what we were doing originally was small events, like I said, local, for women to feel safe in and get good content. And I do photography. We have a couple other female photographers, very safe environment. So what we also wanted to do was expand it to something international where we can now invite, do more of a meet and greet thing. So that's what this is all about. This is, we're inviting fans, models are still coming and getting their content. We do have security. But we wanted something more than just, you know, standing in line and saying, hi, nice to meet you. Picture, goodbye. Hi, nice to meet you. Picture, goodbye. It's like these fans are really on vacation with us. We've got mini challenges set up so they can experience what it's like. You know, you can be partners with Pauly or me, maybe not for the math portion. We've got like a costume party set up. So everything, it's an all-inclusive resort. They get to experience what it's like, literally, like they're going to be with us. It's not just like a hello, goodbye. Like you are part of our group now. Yeah.
It's a high-end VIP experience.
Right.
To put it shortly. Right. And we're not just bringing in people from reality TV. You know, we're trying to bring in some heavy hitters here. So we got Abella Danger on this event. We're very grateful for her. You know, it's pretty amazing that she's taking the time out of her busy schedule with school and with everything to come and be a part of this event and be able to, you know, give back, meet these people, you know, kind of putting her trust in us to make sure that she's going to be well taken care of. It's a safe environment and all this stuff, you know, and this is just the beginning of it. You know, we have crazy lineups for the events in 2022. So like we're keeping it a secret now because we're so excited about where it's going. And we've been planning this for so long that like, by the time we wanted to release it, we just wanted to be able to release it. And then it's a machine and it's just gone. You know, so at this point we don't really care about anything else other than like these events and these businesses. You know, it's really exciting and it plays into everything that we do. You know, I'm filming another one of my fitness programs here. Kara's able to shoot all these girls. She's going to get to shoot and collaborate with Abella. You know, and like she said, it's secure. We've got our own security here. We've got our own videographers, our own photographers, you know, and even Turbo's here. So he's added security, without even realizing, you know, so it's amazing. I love it. The resorts treat us really nice. They make sure that it's a VIP experience right from the airport. Everybody's getting picked up in their own concierge style with, you know, limos, if it's multiple people, you know, beautiful SUVs, if you're just arriving individually. So you really feel the safety right away. Our security guys meeting you at the airport with the car, bringing you here. And then once you're here, you're locked in and nobody's bothering you.
I mean, it sounds ideal. Like, it sounds like such a fun time and really able to make it whatever you want, which is something I guess I don't know if that is what people think, because, you know, you go to this kind of thing and then, you know, you post it all on social media of what, you know, the lineup of the things you can do and the activities and things like that. But you don't have to do anything. Nothing is really mandatory, right? So it's like, I just want to go lay on the beach and see you guys at the event at night. That's one that, you know, you can really do what you want.
Yeah. We're giving them like a full itinerary. You pick and choose what you want to come to, what you want to do. Everything's fun. We're going to be there, you know, holding people's hands basically the whole time through it. And we just want everybody to have a good time. That's what it's all about.
And they do get to, people that come get to like hang out with you guys and get to know you guys, which is obviously what people want. But I mean, I've been obviously for my job, but also as a fan, I've been to events where it's like, oh, so-and-so is hosting this event. And then it's like, well, they're behind like a velvet rope the whole time. And like, they wave at you from afar, like you're like, they're an animal and it's so weird. And you don't, you know, that's not ideal.
And the other aspect of this, you know, is it's a beautiful area to network with people of similar mentality and, you know, who like to travel. So like the people that are coming to this event, who are our guests and everything, like these aren't just like your everyday, you know, slacking individuals, you know what I mean? Like these are like people who have started their own businesses, who own their own businesses, who are great people that they're all now going to be in the same area networking with each other. And, you know, to be able to go away, enjoy a vacation, relax, have a VIP experience with, you know, I mean, like we're reality TV stars, but like someone like Abella, she's a heavy hitter. You know what I mean? Like she's all over Barstool. She's all over everywhere right now.
I mean, was
she's
on Barstool hot. First.
It's not a competition.
The throwback to like 2004.
But you get to network with these types of individuals. When they go back to the US, they get to stay in touch with these people. And who knows, if we can help other people connect and help grow whatever business they have, that's only going to help us out. And we are trying to keep it as exclusive as possible. So the more you come to these events, we're not trying to like break too much outside of like the core people, right? Because once some people come in and you get a good feeling, you realize that they're good people and all that stuff, like you don't want to leave it open to like just for anybody to access, because then you're running the risk of what happens naturally in life. You know, there's snakes in the grass everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, obviously you are reality TV stars to start. What happens if you get a call and need to go film? So this kind of just takes a hit pause, or you will work on that if that happens.
You know, we haven't really discussed that yet. Where we're at with it is, we're just kind of keeping ourselves ready, both mentally and physically, you know, for when the call comes. And we are looking to plan out these events, using our best educated decision on our experience of when things have filmed in the past.
Right.
And you know, at the end of the day, look, it's an open door, but if we got something going on and they're not forthright with us regarding the dates and they can't give us designated dates, you know, we've worked really hard to gain momentum to build this up. And you know, in a year and a half, turning this into like a six-figure business, it wasn't easy. And we did it in a pandemic year. So we're at a point where we're just ready. You know, we're more than happy to come back and roll some heads. You know, but we can't really play this. Hey, we can't tell you the dates.
Yeah. You know? My thing is, we just want to make sure, like, I would never say, here's an event. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take care of you. And be like, oh, never mind. Have to cancel. Like, to me, it's, you know, my first priority is making sure that the guests and people who book with us, because this is going to be as long as we can do this. Of course, I'd love to do another challenge, but,
The way we look at it is, we've always treated, the challenge this way. It's business, right? It's nothing personal. We just go there. We handle business. We train to make it as far as possible.
I definitely took it personally.
Well, hey, Michael Jordan took games. Okay. Listen, I will forever be that gif of Michael Jordan from The Last Dance where he goes, and I took that personal. That's me in a nutshell. Right. I remember all the tweets, and everything that people have been saying for the past year and a half, 2 years that we've been away.
Definitely the most.
It's all been taken a mental note, but at the end of the day, like when athletics is done for athletes, they have to have a plan B in order to continue making money until they die. Right. Mm-hmm. It's not to sound morbid, but like, this is our, you know, plan and our progress. And we put a lot of time into building the talent agency, into building the events agency, into like, working this stuff up. And, you know, when our bodies can no longer do the challenge, this is something that we can do into our
who doesn't want to be on the beach?
We just want to make it. We just want to make it bigger and better each time. We want everybody to have like we just want a bigger party. This is our first launch. We only gave everybody, I think we turned this around in 2 months. Like so many people wanted to come and they couldn't even get their passports in time.
Yeah.
Because we kind of like did this one. We put everything into it. We did not give ourselves enough time for this one. We've got a great group of people. A lot of guests are coming, but the next one, we're going to give people a way bigger heads up. Yeah. We're going to have a way bigger party, a bigger talent roster. Like, and Cara, we want you to be there.
Yeah, like, Cara and I didn't even realize because we were doing a lot of traveling. So like we had renewed our passports and everything, but there was
so many
at people. Least 20 people that couldn't get their passports in time.
Or right. COVID,
you know,
COVID, everyone's been kind of on pause for a year. So it's
exactly
tough.
But we ran with it. I think having that mentality of when there's, you only have two decisions to make when there's something bad that happens or when there's a situation, you know, like what we've experienced for the past year and a half, you could either sit back and accept the cards that are being dealt, or you can just deal the cards yourself and make moves happen. Right. So we made the decision as soon as things happened, we were like, hey, well, we're not about to lose money in this time off. So we're going to do whatever it takes in order to make money. And, you know, that's why 2020 was as successful as it was. And that's why 2021 has been as successful as
it's been. Every year it's going to get better. And I got to give credit to you because with me going so many back-to-back challenges, like I really did, like he's saying, we don't take it personally. I was like lost. Like fans saw that on my last season. Like I was lost. So, you know, when I stepped away, which I really needed to do for mentally, when I stepped away, I was at a loss. So I didn't know who I was without being Cara Murray from the challenge. What do I do? I was blessed to have one last year with my horse before she passed away. So it like was a blessing in disguise to be able to be there with her in her last year. And now it's like, I'm Cara Murray without the challenge and without my horse. Who am I? And those were just like core parts of me for so many years of my life, my horse for 20 years, the challenge for 10. And then I had Pauly, who's like, you know, I know what you love photography, you know, get the kit, like, let's do this. I'm going to get you your tablet that you can start editing on. Like, we're going to do this. You're going to start doing shoots. I've got girls you can shoot and collaborate with and work with. And so he kind of really pushed me off the ledge where I'm like, I don't always come excuses as to why I shouldn't chase something I'm passionate about. And he's like, no more excuses. He pushed me off the edge and I'm in it. And I'm swimming. So, we turned that into this event and it's just been a good thing for me to explore, meet new people and do things outside what I've been so used to for so many years. It's taken my head into a different place, which is a good place.
Well, I wouldn't be able to validate my Awake the Lion mentality coaching if I wasn't able to do it with my own partner. Plus it was the, I mean, I've navigated these waters before, like going from being an athlete and having that career cut short, like immediately due to an injury, going from high level your whole life, Division One, professional, injury done. I already experienced what it's like to have an identity crisis. So anything that I was able to provide from a experience standpoint in order to help, you know, shift that in a positive way, that was my main focus the entire time. Because, you know, at first it was, I mean, it was pretty rough. I mean, the way that we were, well, the way that I was taken off of Total Madness was, you know, it kind of sucked. And then the way that the castmates responded to it and have been responding for the past year and a half, for that first 6 months of 2020 or 7 months, 8 months of 2020, we were in it because we were just like, and we had to stay silent. But it was just, it was really nasty, like the piling on and everything that these people did, and it was calculated and all that stuff. And now we're at a really good place where we're just like, you know what? Like, it was what it was. Karma always returns tenfold what you give, whether it's good karma or bad karma. And I think a lot of those people are experiencing their bad karma in their own ways.
Or the truths about, you know, things are just getting revealed.
Regardless about it, we're just at a place where, like, we've been able to let all that stuff go, which I feel is the perfect growing thing. Well, no, you never forget it. So, like, I could let it go.
I mean, I'm going to hold that shit forever. I'm a stubborn Taurus. Yeah,
but then when, if the opportunity arises, which it will.
Vengeance.
You know, the reason why so many people complained about us, we'll make sure that they complain about us again. Because, I mean, we're not going to forget.
We're going to stay through it, yeah.
Go after the same you know, anybody that wronged us.
We're coming back.
We hope that you've enjoyed your time. We hope that you've enjoyed your camera time. We hope you've enjoyed your, you know, fake drama and fake hookups and terrible competition. Because when we come back, you know, things are going to change.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. And things are going to.
And you're going home early.
It's going to be shell shocked. It's going to be like, you know, what the hell just happened? We've been on vacation for 3 seasons.
They tried for a long time. You know, the grave was dug. We were lying on the bottom, and as much as they could, they're like, more dirt, more dirt, more dirt. You know, of course, I put my own dirt on my head, I'm sure. But the castmates, you know, it was a really bad gang mentality, and we clawed our way out. We are arisen from the dead. And
I think it's like that old saying, and I think it pertains to wolves specifically. Like, if you beat a wolf, you have to kill it, because if you don't kill the wolf remembers every hit. And then when the wolf has the opportunity, it'll come back and it'll get you. And I think that's what happened. They tried, you know, burying the wolves or the lion and the lioness, and they couldn't. And now it's going to be very bad for them when I come back.
Obviously something that people had always said, and I know you guys are vocal about this on your social media accounts, but that, you know, obviously people were like, oh, they're not going to make it, blah, blah, blah. And people have misconceptions about your relationship because you both have careers, you travel, you do things for yourselves as one should, as an adult human being. What do you want to say about that? Because I feel like it's something that is important to bring up.
I have to say, the way that people feel, honestly, is valid, right? Because they saw that. They saw, you know, the beginning. They saw TV. They saw drama. I mean, I was not in the right headspace when I met him. I wasn't, you know, there's just so much stuff happened in the beginning of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was all public. And so I understand how people would see that, hold on to that. They're not living with us day to day. They don't know what we've been through together. There's no more clout left here. You know, people want to throw that polish. You know, what clout? Who am I? You know what I mean? He's the one that's, you know, picked me off the ground. You know, he's stuck with me through, you know, my whole damn Accutane journey. Like, let me tell you what, the most biggest insecurity of my entire life, like my purge, like I went through Accutane. I was breaking out. I like didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. I wanted to hide from the world. This man's with me every day telling me I'm beautiful. He loves me. You know, we're both extremely hard workers in our own right. I'm very independent. I'm an only child. So it's like, I'm used to doing my own thing. I encourage him to do his thing. I think a lot of failures in relationships happen when you try to control someone, you try to keep them close to you. A lot of times people lose their identity in relationships. Like, I know I'm able to maintain me, who I am, what I like to do, my group of friends, my CrossFit gym. He does his thing. He trains, he travels. I support him. We talk every night. It's more exciting when we do see each other. Nobody sees every night, you know, when the work is done and, you know, I'm focused here and he's focused here and we finally get together. And he always, it's, you know, like you would never recognize the man and I won't explain it, but like he'll come lay on me and he's like, it's snuggle time. And like, he literally, like we assume the position, like he lays on me. I pat his head. I scratch his back. We fall asleep, like entwined together. Every single night, it's every morning. It's, I love you. You're my partner. You're my best friend. Like, I shit you not. This, I know that I'm with the right person. And I know we had a rough beginning and I understand that's what fans saw, and fans don't see, and they're never going to see, you know, a healthy relationship on TV, to be honest, because it's, you know, we're there, we're playing a character. There's you know, abnormal scenarios. They're never going to see the day to day of us and how we are. And we don't blast it all over social media either. We're pretty private there too. And we're open and people are confused about that. And they're like, well, they've got to be fucking everybody and cheating. And we have such a good, we've come to such a good place, me mentally to where I am now and us together. And we've been with each other through the worst of the worst. We still get excited to see each other. I still like, he wants to sex me multiple times a day. Your girl's like trying to tap out like WWE. Like, I mean, it's, the sex is good. The love is good. The friendship is good. Like, this is my person. Yeah. And that's that.
I think where a lot of people get lost in society now is because social media is so prevalent that the second something goes wrong, everybody's natural reaction is to just, you know, leave and like try and find the perfect scenario. And the perfect scenario doesn't exist, because in order to get to the perfect scenario, you have to work through things. And I feel as though most relationships break down because of lack of communication, controlling habits and nature and jealousy and insecurities and all that stuff. So in order to be like a success in a successful relationship, I feel like you need to strip all of that, right? Like Cara was like, I've been through with her Accutane, but, I was getting my teeth fixed, probably right after War of the Worlds 2, before we filmed that reunion. I had Invisalign on that day of the reunion. Invisalign. You know, and the camera's like right in my face.
And a face full of acne. And fucking Invisalign.
And, you know, but hold on. My Invisalign is there. Like, my teeth were crooked as hell. I had this stuff in all day. I had to gain 60 pounds for the bobsled. I was the, I don't want to say the fattest, but I was the biggest that I've been. And, you know, I grew my hair out long because I was just chilling and everything. And, you know, people who don't realize that I was like training for something, like they're just sitting there. Oh, you got fat. Oh, you got fat. Oh, you look ugly. You girls deal with it all the freaking time. It's brutal. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. But like she was there with me with my nasty Invisalign, stanky breath, you know, getting big. You know,
any insecurity, basically.
Yeah, like anything. And like, you know, she's seen me like, you know, when I'm dealing
through his nose job.
Well, I got my nose fixed. I mean, you know, I had a deviated septum.
Sorry. Like one of his nostrils was closed.
But she was with me through like the process of, cause like my biggest thing is like, I love competing more than anything else in the world. Like right. I do not do any of this stuff, regardless of what anybody's ever said about me. I don't do it for the TV time. I don't do it for the fame. I don't even do it for the money. I do it because I want to be called a champion. I want to win as many things as possible. And when that was taken from me in the manner in which it was taken from me, you know, there was a huge hole again. And she was with me through that. And then she supported me as I was building and building and pouring into this other stuff. And I was like, hey, I got to try out for the Olympics. And she was like, okay. And then I'm like, hey, I'm going to train for a fight. And she's like, okay. You know, and then, you know, having the hardest part was then seeing her also through that process and how things happened through there and how castmates, you know, were going about things. You know, it takes a lot with each other to just be able to be like, hey, we're okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And that's to be able to appreciate that now. And during the time, it's like, most people would have crumbled. Most relationships would have crumbled.
I didn't make it easy. Like, you know? I'm going to say right now, I did not make it easy. Like if it wasn't, I've always said this, I build my walls high so that the right person will climb them. And most people are like, oh, it's too, oh, fuck it. It's not, you know what I mean? Like I push and I pushed him hard and I was not the easiest person at all, especially in the beginning. And I've just been like a fuck. All right. And people don't see this. And the fact that he literally, like, if I say something, he's like, I know you don't mean that. Like, you know how when we say fuck, girls say some shit because mm-hmm. they want it to hurt, but they really don't. They really want you to be like, they say some mean shit to get you to run the opposite direction, but they don't want you to run. They mm-hmm. want you to come back and be like, I know you don't mean that. Like, yeah. Why do you really mean that? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, like, damn it. You know, and like he has held on through some storms that I'm saying been a fucking something. And I do notice a lot of relationships, especially in the Instagram world. It's like, look at this, look at this, look at this. And it's all these like grand displays, like The Bachelor, you know what I mean? Has set like an unrealistic standard of what a relationship is. And that's what you see, mm-hmm. but it's things that you don't see. That is what glues and holds a relationship together.
Yeah.
And so we are on, this is like another level of
same wavelength,
a connection. That's why he can be in California and I'm not being like, hey, what? Why didn't you call me? Like we understand, yeah, we trust.
Once again, it's the insecurities that ruin relationships. So it's like, if I'm away and she's going out with her friends, if I'm sitting there just being like,
oh, why'd you call me?
Where are you? What are you doing?
Who's that in the background?
Like that, we're not in high school. We're in our 30s. And, you know, vice versa. I mean, first of all, she knows I'm getting murdered by Turbo for 8 hours a day training for this fight. You know, and plus I'm a grandpa. I go to sleep early as fuck every night. And like, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't do any shit. I never have. As much as people think I'm crazy on TV, I'm sober when all that shit's happening.
Right.
So put that in your memory bank. Well, Scorpio, shit happens. Mm-hmm. But also like, just like the communication and where most people get confused is like, they think open relationship, like Cara mentioned, is just like, oh, they're separated. We're that means that it's everybody. Just some like fuck session. No, like, right. You know, it's not.
And, invite only.
It's invite. And, but it's also like trusting, who you're around, you know?
Okay. So I'm going to ask, because I am probably the most vanilla person in the world. So I need you guys to explain it to me. Like, are there rules to it? Is it more like, if there's something you're interested in, you guys just have a discussion about it? Is it always, that's kind of the open communication about it? And just,
it's just open communication. Like, you can't get offended. Like, if she comes to me and she's like, hey, I'm thinking about this, I can't be like, oh, wait,
no judgment.
What do you like about this guy? Like, what, it's, you know, no, what I mean? Judgment. Like, it's just kind of like, all right, you know, like, and same thing. It's not. And like, you have to be okay with yourself. Right. You know what I mean? So like, if she's talking about somebody, I can't sit there and then start to be like, oh my God, fuck, guy's got a better six pack than me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he's got a prettier face. Like, is she going to leave me for him? You know, and vice versa. Right. She can't be like, oh my God, like, you know, she's an Instagram model, blah, 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 blah. Like, is he going to leave me for him? Like, it needs to be like,
the base is that when we're together, even when we're not together, the way that we communicate each other, like, I know without a fraction of a doubt in my mind how much this man loves me. And I think that's what it comes down to, is people in, you know, even when they're in a closed relationship, it's you're insecure with yourself. So you take it on your partner, or you push them away, and then they're like, what the fuck? Or just the jealousy, stuff like that. Yeah. Like, it just, I know he tells me every day, I know the way he hugs me, the way he holds me, the way he kisses me. Like, I know this is my person. This is my man. He loves me. I love him. And we are honest with each other. We're open about what our interests are. A lot of people will hide sexual fetishes or things they like to do because they're afraid of scaring their partner off. And it's like, we are just the best way we could be is confident with ourselves, with the person and how they feel about us, and just open.
Yeah. And obviously you have to have things set in place, like proper protection measures. Right.
Yeah.
And, and also you have to have a lot of things set in place, because like, we're not trying to run into a situation with people who are just trying to get clout off of us. You know, so everything is very secretive, and it's very like in our own bubble. If we even get one wrong vibe, it's like, it's enough.
We're very careful.
You know what I mean? Like, we're extremely careful, like with everything, you know, and most of the time it's a dual decision, you know, like, it's not just like, hey, I want to go do this.
And I'm like, I don't.
And if she's like, eh, no, I'm not going to be like, well, I'm going to still go do this. It's like, oh, okay. And vice versa. And
I've had some bad, like, I've been in a relationship and shit was bad on many levels.
Here's the thing. Most men, that try these things out, usually it comes from a guy who just wants access to so many women. And they use their girl as the, tool and method. Right. But then they're not okay with it being, the opposite. Right. And, you usually see it a lot in LA and in New York. You know, these guys, it's like these guys that would never have a chance at these other girls if they were single. Right. But if they're dating one hot chick that could then have access to all these girls, and they can convince them and manipulate them that this is the lifestyle that they want, then they do it. Yeah. Right. And that's what people think open relationship is and all that stuff. And it's not like that. To me, is like, that's just dudes who can't get laid on their own. You know what I mean? Like, this is different. Because we're not openly out there, like, we have hunting and seeking. Like, if we're together and we're somewhere, like, maybe we'll be like, well, what do you think of that person?
People usually come to
but people will come up to us and be like, hey, can we get the invite tonight? And we're like, it's not like that.
We
like,
definitely have an unconventional relationship, I'd say. Yeah. Like, even to the point of like, you know, if it comes to like marriage, or if it comes to like kids, like we've talked so many different ways about it. It's like, you know, maybe we'll get a concubine, you know, maybe we'll get like a host. Like, maybe that's a whole idea.
Maybe there'll be a third person that's just like, maybe there's a third person that's just like our other mom.
Maybe
that's
the vacancy right there. You know what I mean? Because this ain't happening. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, we'll
see.
You know, he gets a kid, I get a horse. Like, we're very, very open in all aspects. And we're so fucking stubborn that for every person out there that says, they're not going to make it. Well, like, they're waiting, you know, they're 80 years old and they're trying to check Reddit. Our car and Polly broken up yet? Fucking no.
Even if we hated each other, that is pure stubbornness for all those people.
Stubbornness and spite.
If you interviewed us in like 40 years and we're in our 70s, be like, so how'd you guys stay together this whole time? Be like, we fucking hate each other. But
we hate them more.
We hate those
people. Not give the haters the power.
Oh
my gosh, it's so crazy. Yeah. I mean, well, I give you guys a lot of credit, because obviously I've known you both for a while now, but relationships are really hard. Like, even a very standard by the book relationship, which is, again, because I'm vanilla, that's all I've ever done. But as a single person now, it's very, very difficult to find someone that can communicate or can get on the same page with someone. So I give you guys a lot of credit, because you guys are doing it a different way, but it works for both of you. And that's really all that matters. Cause who the hell cares what other people think?
We don't.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we don't.
I love it. I do have to ask a couple challenge related questions, because of course that's what people want to hear about. Also, Polly, you were at at an event and photographed with Johnny Bananas. Are you guys like on decent terms now?
Listen, I'm not going to give away anything that was discussed that night.
Okay.
You know, people have known for a long time. Johnny and I like were at each other's heads, and you know, I think we're both at a place where we've taken enough time off. She's taken enough time off where we've been able to remove ourselves from that aspect of things. And it's kind of one of them things where it's like, hey man, like if I see you, you know, it's on, but let's kind of keep it clean. Cause I think that where him and I really butted heads wasn't so much in the game. It was the cheap shots exchanged outside of the game.
Mm-hmm.
He would exchange a cheap shot. I would try and have a cheaper shot. He would come back with a cheaper shot. You know, and the way that we left it is I was like, hey, whatever happens between you and I, you know, leave her out of it, leave the relationship out of it. And let's just keep it strictly game related and keep it strictly like that. And then, you know, and I was like, and same thing with her. I was like, you know, I think it'd be great if, I think it'd be great if we all like, you know, had lunch one time. That was when I thought that him and Morgan were still together. And I was like, you know, you guys are more than welcome. You know, next time Cara's out here, whatever, just to kind of be like, listen, it's because to me, what people don't realize about me because of the narrative that people have fucking put everywhere is when the game's over, it's over. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch me and you beat me and you do whatever, I'll be like, hey, good job. You know, in the game, I'll be a motherfucker all day and I'll be a savage. Once you start trying to make things personal outside of the game, I will then make it personal with you outside of the game. And that's not really healthy. And I don't want to be that person. And I don't think he wants to be that person.
It was a lot of narratives about our relationship, which I obviously contributed to in the beginning of everything, like with everything, the way it happened and stuff like that. But like the way that, people ran with it and pushed it into a narrative that, you know, fans will hold on to and believe about, like, we're still together. Like we're happy. We're doing our thing. Like why are people still the old, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, aside from that, it's like,
so
I guess, cause I'm such a competitor. She's such a competitor that when people try and take away from looking at the competitive aspect of things by being like, look at this, look at this, look at this, when like, it's a complete bullshit lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where I'm sitting there and being like, you know, like I would sit there and I'd be like, yeah, I don't fucking like you, but you're pretty good. You know what I mean? So we just kind of,
I do that all the time. Nobody fucking does that to me. Like I could hate somebody and be like, well, they're still, but they're still
that's
a
where,
competitor. Like,
that's where Johnny and I like left them. It. We broke the internet a little bit. Hell has frozen over.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what'll happen if all three of us are in the same house together. Maybe we'll help him out. Maybe we'll just throw him in right away. We don't fucking know. So maybe he'll throw
him. Have you talked to him?
I have not caught up with Johnny in some time.
Okay.
I was very you know, because the way everything went down and me being very protective of this one. And, you know, I had been wanting them to make up with each other for a long time. And, you know, there were moments where I thought I saw light.
There's like three times where Johnny and I were cool.
So
after
close.
Final Reckoning, we were in Atlantic City together. I thought we were cool after that. Then after War of the Worlds 1, I think we were in Atlantic City again. And I thought we were cool.
If that motherfucker did not try to throw that challenge on War of the Worlds.
He was going to the final.
He was. Mm-hmm. We were like,
taking him.
I was stoked. I was like, okay, so I don't like Laurel.
I was pumped.
Me and Johnny aren't besties, but
I was trying to get Johnny and Wes to work together. And then after that, they go ahead and work together the next season. I'm like, you motherfuckers. I wanted that last season.
I defended. I argued with Wes on War of the Worlds 1. The first thing he wanted to do was put Johnny in. I was like, no, don't put Johnny in. Like I tried to protect Johnny. War of the Worlds 2, Johnny's throwing challenges on purpose to get us. And at that point, like, it's not personal, but it's like, if you're going to throw a challenge to get rid of me, shit, shots fired. I better not sit there and wait for another one. Like,
right.
So we took ours, but if he didn't
at the end of the day, Johnny has done a lot for the show. Kara has done a lot for the show. The CTs and the Wesses, you know, you're never going to be able to take away what they did, but that doesn't mean that I have to go into a season and lay down because the goats are there. You know what I mean?
Right.
people don't lay down when they play against Tom Brady. They try and sack that motherfucker. They try and intercept the ball from him.
Right.
And I think that a lot of these OGs, they expect the newer players to pay their respect, which is essentially just laying down and not doing anything. And that's why you've seen what you've seen for the past three seasons, because a lot of these new people, they are just laying down their games for the vets. And I got to give credit to them, the vets, because they convinced the entire Challenge fandom.
They were outnumbered.
No. These OGs, they convinced the entire Challenge fandom that real competitors shouldn't be on the show anymore. So Theo, Turbo, Kara, myself, Maddie, Georgia, they convinced the entire Challenge fandom that these were the reasons why the show is not doing well, even though the show is doing well. And that the competitors like Josh and Devin and Kyle and Anissa and Nani are all good. I got to give them credit, because that type of social game and political manipulation of the fandom is impressive as hell.
And what happened?
You're not convincing me or her, but I know why they did it, because they want easy paths to the final.
What you did.
But for God's sake.
What you did is convince the entire chat, like he's in a nutshell, the entire Challenge kingdom that we need to leave. We need to get rid of Paulie and Kara and all their friends.
Leave the challenge.
Yeah. Leave the challenge in the hands of a Josh and a Nani and a.
Who knows? No names.
Okay. Right. Leave the challenge in them. Right. So that when the OGs aren't on it, the massive backlash. Now you're screaming like, oh my God, no. No, we need John. Oh shit, we need Johnny. We need Wes. We need Car. They wanted people not to be asking for us back, but they wanted the show to fucking eat itself alive because of the cast, the vets that are there, the stale vets. I mean, take away, you know, CT, obviously the legend, but
listen.
So now it's like, oh, I guess we can come back and save the show, you know, like the Johnnies.
If we've been off TV for two
years. They play on this shit.
If we've been off TV for 2 years and current cast members still have to try and take shots at us when we just mind our own damn business.
We're not even on the show.
You know that something's wrong.
They're really trying to keep us away.
When me having only three seasons has more daily wins than 80% of the combined veteran cast combined.
Did you math that?
I mean, I'm just throwing a number out there. Like the amount of daily wins that I've won in three seasons is more than at least 50 or 60% of the veteran cast.
Right.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. How many champions? CT and Ashley, only champions. And Amber, who just came in. Only champions. And when I look at this season, I can't help but look at War of the Worlds 1, where you look at Johnny's a champion. Zach's a champion. Wes is a champion. CT's a champion. Carr's a champion, right? You have five heavy. Hey, Ashley was there. Ashley was a champion. Hunter was a champion. You had seven champions to start out the game. And then you have rookies like Turbo and Theo and Georgia.
Georgia was
and Maddie and Ashley Kane and D, you know, before that whole situation happened with D. You know, she was a beast competitor. And then even the newer vets, you had me.
You still have Leroy and Cam.
Yeah, Leroy, you had Cam, all these people.
Cam's got to be a champ next. Like, I'm rooting for her so hard.
It's, she's a badass. Know, it's sad to see these competitors, A, not compete, and B, care more about creating storylines before the show. And fake drama and tweeting all this stuff. And that's not what the show's about.
And that's not on MTV. That's not on the challenge, because they create the most badass challenges, the badass format scenarios. TJ's holding it down. And like, now we're at the point where like fans know when shit ain't real. And it's these castmates literally developing that's not your job. Like, why are you doing that? You know what I mean? Go in there, exist, live. Yeah. Let shit happen. But like, people are like, who do I hook up? Like, who do I do? And it's like so calculated that the fans are like, this isn't even,
it's all fake.
Their personas
are just,
you can tell that people like are faking, not liking each other. Like, it's just, it's not, it's the people that are there right now that I just don't want the challenge. I don't trust the challenge in their hands. You know what I mean? These vets, like, I got nothing against the rookies, These vets are not doing
justice.
And
the crazy thing is, when I would go into every season, I would say to myself, I would say, if I don't make it to the end and change my style of play every season, I'm not getting called back. Mm-hmm. Right? That was my mentality going into every single season. So I said, I have to come up with some crazy strategy to get to the end. I have to be dominant in some form, and I have to make it to the end in order to get a callback. And I feel like these vets on the current season are extremely comfortable. For what reason?
Seen Josh do the same thing 5 times in a row and still get asked back. Nothing against Josh, but I'm saying there's not like, you're not seeing that strategy.
The longer, I don't want to be mean, but the longer you have weak competitors on the show, you're running the risk of contradicting yourself when you put out their marketing ploys of the fifth sport, the real world games, like trying to compare it to the Olympics. You have ESPN watching this show. You have ESPN analysts watching this show now. You have athletes watching the show because Lolo Jones was on the show. And you're going to give us these competitors, and you're going to try and palm this off like it's a fifth sport. It's not a fifth sport, not these competitors. And as much as the rookies are, you know, saying whatever they want to say on social media, at the end of the day, you went against the weakest veteran cast in the history of the challenge. And so far up until this point, this season, you have all done nothing.
Except
nothing. You haven't won dailies, and you've only gone against each other in eliminations, and you've gone home. So that tells me that A, I don't ever have to worry about any of you from a competitive standpoint. And B, I don't even have to worry about you guys from a political standpoint, because you have no brains to outsmart the dumbest vets I've ever seen, with the exception of CT. The dumbest vets ever. If a Devin and a Kyle and a Josh are considered political masterminds on this season, or Corey, we're in trouble. We had to outsmart Wes, Johnny, CT, Jordan, all these people who are monsters. And we had to compete against Turbos, Theos, Georgias, Maddies, freaking Jennies.
Mm-hmm. Laurels.
Laurels.
Ninja, like, took off.
Ninja.
Yeah.
God.
I can't take this cast serious. I don't even.
Cam.
Leroy. I don't even need to watch it.
Strongest Leroy I've ever seen.
Nothing for a scouting report. I usually watch for a scouting report. There's nothing for a scouting report.
Guys, I could literally talk to you for hours. It's so hysterical. Before we wrap up, because I know you guys have this incredible long event planned, and I don't want to keep you for too long, and I'm so mad that I can't be there. I want to ask about the fight, Polly, that you have coming up, because I know you have been training and looking so great now, as Cara would say.
He already won. I'm
very excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. They wanted me to do the first one. You know, I said no, mainly because I'm coming from MMA and all that stuff. So I'm like, why am I going to take away all my tools in my wheelhouse just to throw punches? Mm-hmm. You know, we negotiated. We finally came to terms. And I'm actually excited that it's Ed, just because, you know, I liked Ed from the circle. I think he's got a good personality. I think he's really funny. You know, and I think he's actually a decent competitor. Mm-hmm. You know, so I actually think it's going to be a good fight. I said to them, I said, listen, don't pair me, with somebody that's just going to be a pushover. I said, I want somebody that is going to, you know, make it entertaining. I said, I want an entertaining fight, and I want, like, I want blood.
Get personality.
And I like Ed because I don't think we're going to have to exchange low blows and smack talk and all that stuff. I think people want to watch that fight because there's more on the line than just me and Ed fighting. Right. Which is why I'm putting in massive amounts of work. I take this like a job. This is a job to me. He's 25. I'm about to be 33. You know, I'm showing that we can still hang.
You old hat.
You know, and I want to send a message that, listen, if you want the challenge to come back to what it once was, you need, to bring the animals back. You know what I mean? And that's not to say that I don't think Ed should be there or not. From what I've seen, I like him. I think he's a good addition. You know, he takes it serious. He's funny. But you know, I got to see it from my own eyes. You know what I mean? And from what I'm told, he's a fighter. So that's what I wanted. And yeah, that's, and that's why I took the fight. And that's why I took the fight with that. Cause I was like, you know what? Let's get it.
Guys, thank you so much. I'm so happy we got to catch up. I wish it was in person, but it will be very soon. I'm so, you guys are seriously like glowing and look so like happy. And I can just tell from the vibe because I've been interviewing both of you for a long time. Forever. You guys are both in a good spot and it's really, really awesome to see.
Thank you.
I love you.
I think now that we've been removed, we now understand exactly what that means.
Totally. Absolutely. I love it so much. Thank you guys so much. And stay safe and I will see you soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Watch With Us Challenge Edition podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes if you are really loving it and give us a 5-star rating. Leave us a nice little review. I would love to hear from you. You can also reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretto with any compliments I would love or comments or complaints. I'll take those too. I want to hear from you guys and I want to know what you are loving and not loving about this season of the challenge and who you want to hear from. That's what I'm here to bring you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week.